You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Welcome back. This is an episode that I'm absolutely excited about. You see, I'm a family man. I've been with my incredible princess, my wife, for almost 10 years now, and I've got two little daughters at home, 3 and 4-year-old little girls, and this family is my everything. But see, there's one important lesson I want to teach you that'll make sure that you have an incredible family life. Whether you're married now, you're with the person that you know you're going to marry, or you're just a single person living life and looking for that incredible person who's going to complete you, this is a lesson that will help you make sure you have an incredible marriage and an incredible family life. And it's going to help you have kids who are going to thrive throughout their lives, as opposed to doing something that slows them down while making you feel good about yourself. So here's the deal. Most of the people I see, in fact, most of the relationships that I see go sour, and people who come to me looking for help on how to save their relationship, save their marriage, what it turns into is that in almost every case you see, it's the same thing. It's one or both parents putting the kids first. And what they do is they put the children first. And then once they're done dealing with the children, they put their spouse second, and then they put themselves third. And what this does is, number one, when you put your kids above your spouse, it instantaneously destroys the relationship. It puts you in a place where there's no way that a spouse can compete with your kids, because the love we have for our children is out of this world. It's biological. It's built into our bodies, right? Especially for mothers out there. The love that you have for your children goes above and beyond anything you can possibly control. And when you take your kids and you put them above your spouse, it puts you in this situation where your relationship is never going to be able to match up to that, right? And then once you're done with the kids, you decide, well, now I sort of feel obligated, right? So by obligation, you put your spouse second, because you almost feel guilty subconsciously, and in some cases consciously, about the fact that you're not giving your relationship enough. So then you put the spouse second. And again, for most women, what that means is they start, you know, they're cooking and they're doing all this stuff for their spouse. And even professional women, you see, they go to work and they're a doctor or a lawyer, and they come home and they still feel like they have more to give their husband, right? And a lot of that comes from that guilty feeling of knowing subconsciously that the children are coming first. And guess what happens? The kids come first, the spouse comes second, and guess where you end up? Well, technically third, but in reality, if you're third in this situation, it's as if you don't even exist anymore. So you don't take the time for yourself. Whether it's for men or for women, it doesn't matter. You time completely goes away. And here's the worst part of it. Guess who suffers the most when you do this? Number one, the children are the ones who suffer. Because yes, while your 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old kids may love to be number one in your life, I'm telling you, research after research has proven that children thrive in families where they see that the mother and father have an incredible bond. Because the children out there growing up, they're looking for security. That's by far the most important need for a child, is security and certainty. And the way that they get that security, the number one way, is when they see that their family is strong, when they see that the pillars of their family are absolutely strong. And the way that they see that is when they see a solid relationship between their mother and their father. If they're not seeing that solid relationship at home and there's any shakiness to it, they feel shaky themselves. So as much as your kids may crave your attention and may crave your time, trust me, they would much rather see you have a strong relationship than see you have all the time in the world to spend with them. And as they get older, right, for those of you who have teenagers or have had teenagers, you understand what happens. That shifts, because the human body is designed that when you get to those teenagers, it's time for kids to go out there and explore. It's time for them to learn, right? And for those of you who've heard my caveman concepts, which by the way is going to be in an upcoming episode, when you hear about that caveman concept, hey, these are the times where the kids need to learn to go out there and to hunt. Right? They need to go out there and they need to learn to hunt, to gather, to explore, to see what's out in the world. And if you are holding them by the neck because they're the most important thing in your life, right? Because you've spent, let's say, 13, 14 years giving all you have to your children. And now they're 15 or 16 years old and they need to go out there and explore, but you're not letting them explore. You're not letting them get out there and see what's out there. And when I talk about exploring, I'm not talking about doing stupid things like exploring with drugs. I'm talking about kids getting out there and discovering who they are and having an opportunity to really grow as an individual, as a human being, to be independent, right? So what most parents will do is they then keep their kids super close because, hey, at this point, it's not even about the kids anymore. You need the kids more than the kids need you. And then guess what happens? The kid turns 18 and is now going off to college. And I see so many parents make this mistake. Some parents, especially those who are not from the United States originally and who've migrated here, what you see is that you see that they even try to keep the kids from going away to school. They're like, no. I want you to go to the local school here. Go to college locally here. But, mom, dad, I got into this great school in some other state. Oh, no. You can't go there. We need you to stay at home. And they force the kids to stay at home. Or for those parents who do let the kids go off to college, the kids off to college. But guess what? They're treating the kid as if they're still a 12-year-old living at home. And they're keeping such close tabs on this kid. And I'm not talking about close tabs, like making sure the kid is successful and making sure their kid's not getting into drugs and getting into the wrong crowds and stuff like that. That's just good parenting, right? What I'm talking about is where you make it where your life is about the kids. And therefore, then the kids are required to sort of be your main thing. And so what this does is not only does it ruin your life, not only does it ruin the relationship that you have with your spouse, with your husband or wife, but it also does not give the kids the room that they need to grow and to thrive. So what is the thing that you need to do? The order of importance in your life should be as follows. And this is not an opinion, right? This is fact. If you want to see this, research has shown time and time again that if this order is messed up, you are not going to have the results that you want in your relationship, okay? Now, for those of you who have religious beliefs, when I talk about this topic, I always make a point to say, I'm leaving that out of it. So your spiritual beliefs and where God and your creator go on this list, I'm not going to discuss that because I don't talk about religion. I often will talk about my spiritual beliefs and the beautiful relationship I have with God, but I choose not to inject that into these things. So in this podcast, I'm not going to talk about that. So if you have a place where God goes and your creator goes and the universe goes, great. Put that wherever you want on the list. If that's on the top of the list, great. If it's second, third, fourth, fifth, I'm not going to talk to you about that. So here's what needs to be on your list. Number one on your list has to be you. Now, that doesn't mean that you're selfish and everything that you do is for you. What it means is that you focus on thriving as an individual so that you can help the people around you. And you can be there for the people around you. It means that you're whole. And by the way, for those of you who are single out there, I'm going to do an episode where I talk about how to get into an incredible relationship where you can have the type of beautiful relationship I have with my wife. And you can have the kind of relationship that people dream of. But it's going to start with you. And I'm going to spend a whole nother episode where I talk about that. For those of you who are already in a relationship, you have to make sure that you are number one on your list. And again, it's not about being selfish. It's about making sure that you're giving yourself enough to be in a good place where you can give to others. If you're a parent, if you're in a good place yourself, now you can take care of your children better. You can take care of your spouse better. You can have a better life for yourself and everyone around you. So number one on your list must be you. That means you must take time for yourself. You must take time for your personal development. You must take time for your personal growth. You must give yourself me time. Now look, I'm a guy and I don't get this whole thing that women do, which is like their alone time and they like to like sit there and take bubble baths and stuff, okay? But I get it. Ladies, I know you need that. You've got to take that time for yourself, right? And you've got these guys who like to be in their cave. Well, if you need to be in your man cave, you're going to have to spend time in your man cave. If you like to take bubble baths, you should take your bubble baths. If you like to go get your nails done, your hair done, if you like to take walks on the beach, whatever it is, that time for you needs to be there for you. To spend time taking care of you. If you are not thriving, you're not going to be able to help the people around you. Now, what comes second after you've taken care of yourself? Second, absolutely, unequivocally, must be your spouse. Your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, that relationship that you're in, absolutely must come second if this is the relationship that you want to make work. Now, if you're 22 years old and you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, and you're trying to grow in life, and this is probably not the person you're going to end up with, you may put your career second, you may put a lot of other things second, but if you are in a marriage, in a relationship, and you're going to make it thrive, you better put your spouse second. What that means is that your career cannot come before your spouse. Your kids cannot come before your spouse. Your other things like fun and excitement and all the other things you love to do cannot come before your spouse. It's got to be second on the list after you has got to be your significant other. Now, if you're in a serious relationship that's going to develop into a marriage, well, then it's time that you start putting that person second on your list. Again, unless you're young and you're at a stage in your life where you're trying to take your career to that next level, that may mean that, hey, you may need to put off this relationship thing and you may need to focus on you and your growth instead. But again, for those of you who are married, you're in a relationship, especially if you have kids, second on your list must be your spouse. Now, for many of the women out there, I know this is a difficult concept. I know it's difficult for you to think, my goodness, Armand, we're already on number two on the list and you haven't even mentioned my kids yet. Where are the kids going to end up? Well, don't worry, your kids are going to end up third, which is not bad. That is where your children are going to thrive. Children who are in that third slot after you and after your spouse are going to thrive. Number one, trust me, you will find enough time to give all the love that your children need. Number two, by having your spouse second, you are going to have a thriving relationship where the kids are going to see the pillars within their family that's going to give them the security and certainty that they need. And that is what's going to allow them to thrive. And it's going to make it less likely that they go get into drugs and other terrible things that are going to destroy their lives. They need to see that stability at home. And that stability comes when you are whole by making sure you put yourself first. And your relationship is whole by making sure that your spouse comes second. Now, when you put the kids third, that doesn't mean you ignore your kids, you don't spend time with your kids. No, not at all. This doesn't have to do with the number of hours you spend on things. It has to do with making sure you are whole before you then go focus on your spouse. But then once you're whole and you feel good, you make sure that your relationship is structured correctly, your relationship is in a good place, and then what you do is you focus on making sure that your relationship with your kids is thriving. And when you put those three things first, suddenly you see that life becomes completely different. Now, number four, by the way, this is personal opinion. Numbers one, two, three, I believe is science. It's fact. There's no way around it. Now, number four, my personal belief is that you should put growth, because I believe every single one of us as human beings needs to focus on constantly growing and developing in order to be the best that we can be. Now, by the fact that you're listening to this podcast, I think you've got growth pretty high up on your list, and I'm proud of you for that. So focus on those things. If you want to take your relationship to that next level, if you want to have a beautiful relationship, what you want to do is put you first, your spouse second, your kids third, and everything else comes after that. Again, you decide where you want to put God, your creator. I know many of you out there are going to say, well, God is first. I can be second, my spouse third, kids fourth. Fine. If that's how you like to do it, great. Do it that way. If you don't like that and you want to do it a different way, that's okay too. But the order has to be you, your spouse, and your kids. When you do that, you allow your kids to thrive. And just watch what happens when the kids start seeing around them that stability and the structure. And watch what happens to you. Imagine how much of a better spouse you can be, how much a better parent you can be when you're taking time to yourself. For the ladies out there, when you're taking time to just spend time in your room or wherever you like to spend time alone, when you're taking time to take care of your hair, your nails, whatever it is that you like to do, the walks you like to take, whatever it is, I don't want to stereotype and assume that everybody, individual types of people like different things. Obviously, you do whatever it is that you like, but make sure that you're spending time on you and that you're whole and you're in a place that you can go out there and give. Because as you know, everyone who's listening to this, if you know anything about me, you know that I'm all about giving and I'm all about living life in a place where you're giving more to people and you're being out there and you're being loving and kind and leading with your heart. But what that means is you have to be whole first so that you can go out there and do that. So I want to encourage all of you to focus on this so you can take your relationship and your life to a whole nother level. I love you all. I want to see you having relationships that are absolutely thriving and a life that absolutely thrives. And for those of you who are wondering, Armand, where does my career go on this list? Listen to me. If you are thriving, your relationship is thriving, your relationship with your children is thriving if you have kids, and you're growing, your career will do just fine. Finances will manage to work themselves out. Business will work itself out. There's a lot to do there, but you got to make sure that these things come first so that you can be whole. Get out there, do whatever you can today to focus on you first, your significant other second, and those kids third. And again, make sure that you are finding time to make yourself whole. I love you all, and I want to remind you today, more than ever, go out there and lead with your heart. So today, I'm going to talk to you. Is this mic on yet? Are we recording?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. That means you must take time for yourself. You must take Good morning and welcome. It's Monday, September 14th. They're not going to know what... They're not going to be listening to it on Monday, September 14th. That might not be a good idea.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.